Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Hey, we're still posting for the Twinkletown Showdown. We're getting a lot of entries in. Keep them coming, guys. We love it.
They're great.
Hooking you up with free Christmas dinner. Jess, how's the weather going to be today?
All right, so it's going to be cold out there, so definitely bundle up. Mostly sunny, very cold, highs in the lower 30s.
19 degrees here in Georgetown.
Yeah, thanks.
What you got in celebrity buzz?
All right, Amy Schumer announced that she and her hubby, they are divorcing after 7 years of marriage. She says, Chris and I have made the difficult decision to end our marriage after 7 years. We love each other very much, and we will continue to focus on raising our son. She asked for privacy and is describing the split with lots of love and respect. But remember, those rumors were going around. She had the weight loss going on. She posted some sexy photos of herself, and there was a rumor going around that maybe possibly they were going to be splitting up. And now it's official. The announcement did come out. They will be divorcing after 7 years of marriage. Google has removed several AI-generated videos featuring Disney-owned characters after receiving cease and desist orders from Disney. Disney sent the notice out on Wednesday, one day before announcing a $1 billion investment and licensing partnership with OpenAI. Disney CEO Bob Iger said earlier, talks with Google about the content, it was unsuccessful, so now... Yep, all this has come forward where Google is now removing several AI-generated videos featuring Disney-owned characters. So once they got that cease and desist order from Disney, they were like, oh, they need business.
Disney ain't playing, guys.
No, they're not.
Disney ain't playing.
They're definitely not. King Charles III is making the headlines. He says that his early diagnosis has enabled doctors to reduce his cancer treatment in the new year. In a recorded message aired on British TV on Friday, he's 77 years old. He's urging people to use screening programs that can find cancer early. He says early diagnosis, quite simply, saves lives, adding that it allowed him to continue leading a full and active life. Dick Van Dyke. He celebrated his 100th birthday on Saturday, and his wife says that he had a great time. They had a huge party at their Malibu home. Lots of family and friends were there. It was a surprise flash mob dance that they also had with a medley of his songs. And she says it went so perfect, just everything. And he was so happy. His face, I love to make him happy and put that smile on his face. So how cool is that? And one of the biggest gifts this holiday season is going to be the Stanley Cup. Apparently, people are obsessed with the Stanley Cup. So give the gift of hydration. They have the cups, of course. They also have coolers. They have wine cups. And they also have flask.
Oh.
So apparently the list is, you know, posted online. They have the different pricing. Some of them start at $40, $45. They also have a tumbler, the wine tumbler, like I mentioned, that's $18.75. They have a camo cup, which is $23, and they have a flask, which is $19.50. But they have the complete list online, and it's going to be one of the top gifts of the season. And Patrick Mahomes is speaking out after tearing his ACL during the Chiefs game. And he says, I just don't know why this had to happen. He's finally speaking out. It happened yesterday during the Chargers game. And he says, I don't know why this had to happen. He posted this on X. He fell to the ground, clutching his left knee in the final 2 minutes of the game. And then he had to be helped off the field.
Obviously, you know, I definitely don't want to see that. I hate seeing that, you know, torn his ACL or whatever. But if I said that I was upset that the Chiefs are out of the playoffs, I'd be lying.
No.
If I said I wasn't upset that they're out of the playoffs,
anybody get hurt.
But yeah, but I am happy that we're done with the Chiefs.
They're
now
out. They're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, finally, we got rid of the Chiefs. But obviously, we wish, you know, Patrick Mahomes get well.
And, of course,
you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be back or whatever soon, sooner than later. But yeah, that's crazy. And I wonder what Travis Kelce's going to do.
Who knows?
I mean,
who knows? I saw Kylie Kelce.
You keep up with them more than I do.
Well,
do you have any insight?
I don't have any insight on Trav yet.
Okay.
But I did see yesterday Kylie Kelce and Taylor, they were together watching the game. They had Kylie Kelce and Jason Kelce's daughters in the booth with them. And
yeah.
Taylor was, you know, had one of the kids on her lap. Kylie had another one of their daughters on her lap as well. And they were there, you know, enjoying the game. So they're very close.
Mm-hmm.
And she was playing auntie. Go ahead, Auntie Tay-Tay. But I don't know what Trav's going to do.
We'll see. I think this is just me, but I feel like he's been like moving different this year. Like mm-hmm. he's a little bit slower, a little mm-hmm. bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just moving different on the field. So
who knows what's going to happen?
You know who else I think is going
to be ready to retire?
Well, you know who else I think is going to be done is who? Zach Ertz.
Me too.
You know, he's been moving different on the field.
Yeah, that's why he
still making plays, still doing his thing.
Injury is just heartbreaking, but that's like career ending, it looked like for him.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
And how emotional he was.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Him retiring as a Commander, that'd be cool. That'll be cool.
Will it? Will it be cool? Will it, Bill?
Yeah, yeah,
will
that'll it? Be cool. I do have to. I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet, but John Cena's final match was over the weekend. A lot of people talking about that. And apparently, I guess he lost.
He did, but I feel like
it's not his final match?
I don't feel that it is. I know they said it was and farewell and he lost and like all the things and fans are devastated, but
You think it's a storyline?
Yes, I do.
Now just pummeling with blows to the jaw.
And by the way, he was fighting Gunther.
Get into the sleeper hold.
Just those primitive instincts of Gunther kicking in as bloodthirsty as you like. Gunther is feasting on the carcass of John Cena's career.
Oh, is he tapping out?
Has tapped out.
He tapped out of his final match?
Uh-oh.
Fans devastated.
I don't believe it.
By submission, the Ring General, Gunther!
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, professional wrestling destroyed sports entertainment.
People upset, people
Do
mad.
Do you believe it, Bill?
Gunther just became, bell to bell, the standard bearer of the professional wrestling industry.
Kids upset,
Do you
know?
Do you believe it?
What, that he's done?
No, I know he's done. I know he's going to retire, but
is he?
I feel
is he
like,
now? Is he going to come back for another one?
I feel like there's one more match.
One more match. Remember that? Remember
that
bit?
It's not going to end this way.
Back in the day with Christian, my WWE fans will remember that.
You think it's going to end like that? There's no way. There's just no way. I don't believe it.
What do you guys think? You think he's got one more? I didn't know it was going to end. They did a Saturday night special.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be at WrestleMania.
That's why I think that there's more to this.
When's WrestleMania?
There's something else coming up in December. I thought I read that somewhere. It's not WrestleMania, though, but let me look it up.
Okay, hang on. When is WrestleMania? Is WrestleMania in the spring? I need a WWE expert to help me out here.
Yeah, WrestleMania's, it's like warmer out. It's like in the April.
Okay, so WrestleMania is in April. So you think that he's going to do it then? You think that'll be his out?
I don't know. I think, no, maybe not that far out. What else is big coming?
All right, hold on. Let's see. WWE pay-per-view. Well, they're really not pay-per-views anymore. WWE pay-per-views in order. All right, let's see what's coming up next.
Yeah, there's not really pay-per-views anymore.
Nah,
right.
They're all
right.
on Peacock. And now, you know, ESPN. But all right, well, that's not coming up. But I know that there's other big events that WWE's doing. Where's all my WWE guys and gals at? Let me know. You know what? Let us know what your take is on John Cena.
I don't think it's over. I do have some pay-per-views, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Money in the Bank, Elimination Chamber.
All them are big. All them are the big ones.
Feuds, the Bloodline Saga, Brand Warfare, Stipulation Matches. But they don't give me the exact dates here. But I just feel that he doesn't go out like that. And there's some twist in here somewhere. And here he comes out of nowhere.
Could be.
And shocks the world. And he has to go out bigger than that.
Do you think it doesn't end on a tap out with Gunther?
No, it doesn't. There's no way. If it does, I will be surprised. WWE is not known for that.
302-858-5117. My first thought, because I haven't been keeping up, but I know Chadwick does and you guys do. My first thought when I heard, because Tracy told me, we were talking about it this weekend, and she said that she's seeing on social media a lot of people not happy with his last match and not happy with who he fought, the all of it. And I was like, we were trying to figure out who he fought, and now we know it's Gunther. Yeah. But then for him to tap out the way he did and him losing, you know, my first thought was, is who did he piss off? Because back in the day, there was this whole big controversy with Bret the Hitman Hart. And he was supposed to win the match, but last minute they switched it up on him. And he's had this disgruntled thing against Vince McMahon for years because he was supposed to go out by winning. And then they switched it up on him and he went out by losing.
Oh.
And they say that there was like a beef there with him and Vince McMahon. And that's why, you know, that's what happened. So I thought, uh-oh. He's not leaving.
Like that happened.
He's not leaving on good terms, or something happened where they're like, nope, you're going to lose the match.
Maybe you're right.
So, but then, you know, I think the theory about how it might not be over. So,
wow.
What does Chadwick say?
He hasn't said anything.
Okay.
He stayed quiet.
He's upset. See?
He's probably late.
He's upset.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He's upset that he went. He said, yeah. Wait, John Cena was always our fave back in the day. He brought a lot of joy to our house.
I don't think he can go out like that.
The Bill and Jessica Show, The Great Cookie Debate 2025. We'll talk about it up next. Good morning.